we are launching an initiative called Child Friendly Cities, and it's intended to help communities across our country address the holistic needs of children, especially vulnerable children in their communities, to be able to live healthier, more productive lives.
Was this launched because of the current situation in our country with the coronavirus and the economic impacts of that, or was this something that was already in the works?
I think it's a connection of three different things. One is that there are vulnerable children in our country, and while UNICEF traditionally serves in the poorest places in the world with the most vulnerable children in areas of crisis and disaster, vulnerable kids right here in our own country. And the reality is those children often fare worse than kids in other developed countries around the world. And so there is real need here. That's one. Number two, the Child Friendly Cities Initiative that we're piloting here is a global UNICEF strategy and priority already. There are 3,500 cities and municipalities across the world in about 40 countries that have adopted this framework to improve the lives of children in their communities already. So we're bringing a tried and true methodology here. And then I would say third, it is sort of a confluence of work that we've begun, but is being accelerated because of the recognition of needs that have been really made clear to us through the COVID crisis, but also the current climate of concern, again, of racial injustice and the reality of some of the marginalized communities in our country. So I think if you bring those three things together, this feels like the right moment to really accelerate the strategy.
What are the biggest needs here in the U.S. for children that you'll be focused on, and what kinds of things will you be doing to try to make a difference for them?
The Child Friendly Cities Initiative sort of has five major pillars or goal areas. They're safety and inclusion of children, children's participation, their voice to be heard, equitable social services available to all children, safe living environments, and also play and leisure. So we're working with local governments and the civil society players within those communities to really take a hard look at how all five of those areas are being addressed and to make improvements and expansions in that kind of work.
As far as you're seeing right now that kids are struggling with in the U.S., is it hunger? Is it safety? Or all of those things that you just talked about as far as you're addressing?
I would say the needs of children in the types of cities that we're working with in here are, you know, across the board. Those needs are for decent housing and for social programs that give them ways to play and to have leisure, the equitable distribution of parks, safety and issues with police, justice issues. All those sorts of things are affecting children in these communities. And we think they need to be addressed holistically rather than picking out just one or two areas.
This is launched officially?
Yes, we have two cities that have already signed agreements with us, San Francisco and Houston. We have a handful of others that are along the way, Minneapolis, Prince George's County in Maryland, Johnson City, Tennessee, and several others that are coming right behind it that are really interested in adopting this framework.